USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Justice for J6 Riley co-host Kara Castronova bashed Nancy Pelosi for helping to create an atmosphere of fear around the rally Saturday in Washington, D.C.
And they were afraid because of Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi put a statement out there, which is completely abhorrent, saying, do not come to Washington, D.C. and support these killers. I've never heard a Speaker of the House use her platform to discourage American citizens from attending a peaceful protest to stand up for their fellow American citizens who are being detained without bail in solitary confinement, which is unconstitutional.
A Texas doctor claimed Saturday that he has deliberately violated the state's new abortion law in order to help test whether it's legal. Alan Braid, an obstetrician-gynecologist in San Antonio, explained his actions in an essay published in the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, tells Cavuto Live that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill will kill the U.S. economy.
In Olathe, Kansas, and these people are fired up to kill this bill. They realize it for what it is. It's really $5.5 trillion plus another one or two on top of it. Charles, this is going to be $7 trillion before it's all over with. It's reckless spending. It's going to lead to reckless taxing, reckless inflation.
The United States Department of the Treasury on September 17th sanctioned several Chinese entities and individuals based in China for financing Iran-related terrorist activities. The Office of Foreign Assets Control of the Treasury Department posted on its website Friday that it is imposing sanctions on members of the networks that finance terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon and Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
France recalls its ambassadors over a submarine deal. Wendy King has the story.
French President Emmanuel Macron has recalled his ambassador to the United States Friday in response to the U.S. and Britain's deal to share submarine technology with Australia. France's Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs confirmed they had called back Ambassador Philippe Etienne. Macron also recalled the French ambassador from Australia. The United States, Britain, and Australia announced a trilateral security partnership, stating its first major initiative will be to deliver a nuclear power submarine fleet for Australia. The fleet will not include nuclear weapons. The agreement killed a multi-billion dollar deal Australia had with France. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison denied French accusations that Paris wasn't warned about the possibility of a new deal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Joe Biden's administration on Friday pledged support for abortion providers and patients in Texas after losing an initial step in a legal case against the state's new anti-abortion law. Biden's Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said that his department was providing funding to Everybody Texas, a nonprofit that says it supports abortions by administering Title X funding. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.